Now, الخوارج and the Ibadiyya, all of them as الخوارج, they have a lot of respect for Abu Bakr and Umar. But they believe Uthman and Ali are kuffar and the rest of the Sahaba. The same thing Al-Ibadiyya did. Al-Ibadiyya, they curse Uthman. They made takfir to Uthman. The same thing for Ali, radiallahu anhu. Even though lie at al-Sahaba, they said that the Sahaba cursed Uthman, the Sahaba cursed Ali, and they said that the Sahaba praised those people who killed Uthman, and this is totally lie. As one of their leader, one of their scholars has a book, it's called Kashf al-Ghumma, he said that. But Uthman radiallahu anhu is free of that. Radiallahu anhu Uthman, يعني الذي كان يصوم النهار يعني ويقوم الليل, fast in the night, fast in the days and prays in the night. Ali also, they said he is kafir and he's bad. And Hafs ibn Abi al-Miqdam, one of the Ibadi scholars, he said that clearly in his book, as he told you, Kashf al-Ghumma. What they believe? What al-Ibadiyya believe now? The Ibadis, what they believe? First, they said Allah does not have any attributes. يعني Allah has no mercy. He doesn't love anyone. He doesn't talk. He doesn't come. He will not come in the day of judgment. He doesn't have any attributes. Knowledge, no. Life, no. طيب. Mercy, no. Anger, no. He has hand, no. Any attribute came in the Quran, Sunnah, no. They said, he is only one. He doesn't have anything than himself. But there is no attributes. And they were so confused in this matter. They said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is not above his throne. Against the Quran, totally. He is not above the heavens. Where he is, they don't know. If you reach to the end, they don't give an answer. They said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nobody will see him in the day of judgment or in the hereafter on Jannah. Nobody sees Allah at all. And whoever believes that, he is kafir. It's a big issue for them. Also, they said, Al-Quran is not Allah's word. It's not Allah's words. Al-Quran, one of Allah's creation. One of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. And a lot of them, so many of their scholars said, they reject the punishment of grave. They said, there is no punishment in graves. Because it's not in the Quran, as they claim. But in fact, it is in the Quran, several verses. But anyway, they said it's not in the Quran, so we don't believe in it. They don't believe that there is intercession for those people who did major sins. Nobody will make intercession for them. And they said, there is no scale in the day of judgment. We believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put a scale to weight every person's deeds. They said there is no scale. And all this scale has two sides. All this not acceptable. It's not part of their belief. And they said nothing will be weighted. There is no records. There is nothing. لا صحائف ولا ميزان ينصر. They said there is no such thing as it called الصراط in the day of judgment. There is no such thing called path above Jahannam. They reject that totally because they said it's not in the Quran. Remember, I told you they don't believe in Sunnah. Also, they said they have an issue different than Khawarij, the rest of the Khawarij. Al-Ibadiyya believe that Iman increase and decrease. And this is different. All Khawarij don't believe in that, but Ibadi do. And this is what Ahl Sunnah also believe. Some of them said it increased, but it never decreased. Anyway, as I told you today in Oman, this madhab, this opinion, is the most popular opinion there. And this guy, Al-Khalili, Mufti Oman, the Grand Mufti of Oman, he has a book, it's called Al-Haqq al-Damigh. And I remember I read it a long time ago. He sent his follower, in Ramadan, they used to handle copies like in secret in Mecca. And I remember I read one of them. And this book basically, based on 3 points, he was trying to prove that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's, Al-Quran is not Allah's words. Al-Quran is one of Allah's creation. Allah, nobody can see him in the day of judgment. And Allah is not above his throne, above his creation. This is the Ibadi. Going back to Al-Khawarij in general, just to end with this very quickly. Al-Khawarij believe, all the Khawarij. I mentioned Al-Ibadi in details because they are existent today. And before I mention the beliefs of the Khawarij, I forgot to mention. Since the Ibadi exist in Oman such long, long time, it's from like 2nd or 3rd century of Islam, they are there. The people there, they really don't realize that they belong to a sect. Therefore, most of them, most of the people has no knowledge in Oman, they said, we Ibadi, but we don't know what Ibadi is. Yani, Ibadis as ideas as in books, different than Ibadis in the streets in Oman. In the streets, people walking in the streets, they don't believe in most of these things. Yani, but still it's a very dangerous because they said we are belong to this beliefs. And so many of their scholars and whoever student of knowledge they have, they believe in these details and these kind of kufr, a'udhu billah, or evil beliefs. Al-Khawarij in general, they believe that whoever committed a major sin, he is kafir. Whoever committed major sin, he is kafir. Therefore, they said, when you narrate a hadith, you sure that the one from Khawarij, he will never lie. Because lies is kufr for them. Ibadi, they said, no, he is not kafir. Ibadi said, he is not kafir. Kufr millah, they call him kufr ni'mah. They have some argument about this, which is we don't need to go over it. And all the Khawarij believe that when the rulers start committing sins or doing wrongs, they have to fight him with sword. الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. They have to go and fight him. And they are justified for them to kill him, his supporter, his armies, and anyone with him or standing beside him. Also, they believe that Imam cannot be a sinner. He has to be a righteous person. Cannot make any sin. Therefore, the Imam in their mind, like a person's, his head inside the lion's mouth. So any time he can close. So the Imam, their Imams even, is like this. Because any sin, any one of them said, it's sin, khalas, they kill him. In some position of the Imam. This person said, it's a sin, khalas, kill him. The totally opposite, the Shia. The Shia, the Imam, if he does kufr, no problem. Yani, whatever the Imam does, the Shia said, nobody can talk. Nobody can say anything. 180 degrees. Anyway, also they said, the Imam cannot be a person who commit even sin in the past. Like major sin in the past and he repent, cannot be Imam. حتى لو تاب يقولون. He has to be a great fighter, brave man. They said, not necessarily that the Khalifa has to be from Quraysh. Can be from anybody. Ahl al-Sunnah said that the Khalifa, for all Muslims, has to be from Quraysh. And he is not from Quraysh, still acceptable. But he has to be from Quraysh, as the Prophet ﷺ said. To see how much those people love to say word kufr. One of the signs of the Khawarij, they love to make takfir. This is kafir. This is their main ideas. To the extent they said, استدلوا على كفر الرعية بكفر الراعي. They said, we will say that the citizen of any country, if their leaders became kafir, all of them became kafir too. It's connections. How is that? They said, because if he became kafir and they is still to be member of his country, that means they agree that he is a leader, and if you agree the leader is kafir, you became kafir, so everybody is kafir.